I was in the middle of a dull movie with a half-eaten chicken and veggies stir-fry in a bowl on my coffee table. An empty wine glass resided next to it. My phone chimed on the cushion by my foot with the arrival of a new text message. "Hi, I'm almost home. I had a shitty day and I'm gonna crash." It was from my boyfriend, Nick. I paused before writing back a good night message. I was hoping he would come over after work. Thoughts of his cock in my mouth had kept me preoccupied at work for most of the day. I replied instead with, "May I come over, give you a blowjob, and tuck you in?" I pulled into his driveway 15 minutes later, knowing I was going to be late arriving back at my place and getting sleep for tomorrow. But he had been so stressed lately that I wanted to help alleviate some of it. It wasn't a completely selfless act. I desired his cock like I craved cherry pie from the bakery below my apartment. I took pleasure from sticky things slipping down my throat. I loved getting my hands wet with his pre-cum mixed with my saliva. Nick greeted me at the door, pulled me into one of his glorious, comforting hugs. I planted kisses along his neck and then his lips. "Hi." I smoothed his hair back off his face. "Hello." He kissed my nose before pulling me inside and closing the doors. "So, long day?" I asked, taking his hand and leading him to the bedroom. "Yeah, nothing new. We were short-staffed again, so I was answering the phone and taking care of patients." Nick worked as a vet tech, and while he loved his job, it had been taxing for weeks with one coworker out on maternity leave, another getting fired, and a constant stream of others calling in for various reasons. "Gross, I'm sorry." I pulled his shirt over his head and tossed it on his dresser. Answering phones was his least favorite part of the job. "Yeah, it's over now, and I'm glad you're here. Are you really going to give me a blowjob and tuck me in?" he asked, a slight tone of skepticism in his voice. I slid my hands over his chest, tucking the backs of my fingers into the waistband of his jeans, tracing the circumference of his slender waist. "Yes, I really am going to give you a blowjob and tuck you in," I grinned, undoing his belt. "I feel weird for not getting you off too. Are you sure that's okay?" "Of course, and don't you worry. I'm going to take care of myself later," I replied, biting my lower lip. Nick was hard by the time I slipped his underwear down his thighs. I wrapped my hand around his shaft and knelt in front of him. I drew a line from the base of the head of his cock to the opening with the tip of my tongue. And then I took all of him into my mouth, sliding my lips back and forth along his length. I felt voracious, filling myself with the delight of consuming him. I could suck him hard and fast, which gave pleasure in the form of instant gratification, or I could take my time, draw the experience out, and maybe tease him a little. I decided on the latter and released his cock, whispering, "Lie down." We climbed onto the bed and I settled in between his thighs. He propped his head on a pillow and watched me lick his nipples. I grasped his rib cage as I kissed his sternum and then traced the bottom of his ribs with the tip of my tongue. I sank my teeth into the fleshy part of his side as I slid my hand over the rigidity of his hip bone. As I kissed over to the other side, I paused and regarded his dick, my straight dark hair surrounding it like a tent. I dragged my tongue from his base to the tip, first along the center, and then over the right side, followed by the left. I resumed kissing to the other side of his torso, pressing my mouth into the space just above his hip, reveling in the scarcely delectable saltiness of his skin. I licked the tip of his cock like it was a mountain of ice cream settled in a cone that was melting in the sun. I slid my tongue along the center, dragging it over the head, along that sensitive place just below the opening. I wet my lips before enveloping the tip, moving up and down over it. Nick sighed and laced his fingers through my hair. I took more of him in, my tongue working from side to side, lubricating his shaft. I collected his balls in my hand and gently pulled. I slid my lips back to the head and played with it a little more, still holding his balls. I sat back, eyes lighting up as he pushed my hair away from my face. His cock slipped from my lips and we laughed. I gathered it with my hand and continued. I loved how heavy it felt, the expanse of its center stretching my lips open wider as I slid them down as far as I could go, feeling him tap the back of my throat. I couldn't get enough. I couldn't make the minutes stretch on any longer. I couldn't seem to get more of him inside of me. I would swallow him if I could. I'd pull him out and swallow him again. The feeling of him against my tongue was almost too much to take. I was so wet already that I started thinking about pleasuring myself on my drive home. I wondered how fast I could come. He was so lovely in his expression. I loved the sound of his voice as he admitted his pleasure. I relished hearing the sound of his breath leaving his generous lips. I was tempted to climb on top of him, shove his cock inside of me, but that wasn't the agreement we had. He pushed against the back of my throat as I tightened my lips around him, feeling my saliva become thick and viscous. Nick sank his fingers into my hair and pulled as I devoured him. I moaned against him, the sound of my voice muffled by his obstruction. His erection tensed, and I replaced my mouth with my hand as I slid my lips back up to the tip. He was biting his lower lip when I glanced up, meeting his eyes, tapping him against my tongue, my mouth open wide, the thick saliva I generated dripping over my fingers. I still wanted those lips. I still wanted to feel my pussy stretch open as I put him inside of me, but all of that would have to wait. I stroked him as I wrapped my lips around the middle of his shaft again. I matched my stroking with sucking, moving my lips and hand in the same direction in long, broad strokes. I moved up to the head and, with the lightest touch, stroked him just below the ridge that connects the head to his shaft. He pushed his hips against me, moving carefully at first, his motion barely detectable, and then becoming more forceful, fucking my face. I reached between my legs and pressed my fingers to myself, unable to wait any longer. Multitasking, huh? I heard him smile. I looked up, still working him with my hand as I licked him, beaming. I can't help it. I returned to him as he pulled my hair and fucked my face harder as pleasure snaked down my thighs. I unbuttoned my jeans and shoved my hand into my underwear, eager to get at my slippery clit. I enjoyed the feeling of my own arousal, my body's response to him. I was so wet, it was like being 19 again. Drops of my spit were sliding down his cock and over his balls. My hand was so soaked, I was stamping his groin with it as I concentrated on stroking his base. The smell of my breath mixed with his skin wafted into my nose. I focused on his silky skin against my tongue, on exploring the shape and size of him with my lips. I pushed him against the roof of my mouth, swirled my tongue around a circumference, and continued with moving my hand up and down his length while my other hand was busy with my cunt. I pushed two fingers inside of me as I felt his cock tighten and harden even more. I spread my arousal over my clit, teasing myself with wet fingers before plunging them back inside of me again. I was so close. I returned my attention back to the head of Nick's cock, lapping at it, running my fingers over its ridge while continuing my stroking. I soaked the pre-cum out of his opening. Don't stop, he exhaled. Nick thrust his cock into my mouth as he let go, his cum splashing against my tongue. I kept my lips wrapped around him until he was finished and then swallowed. God damn, he trailed off. I kept my fingers inside of myself as I let go of him, drinking up the last remnants of his cum. My own orgasm was quickly mounting. Nick watched me as I slid my parted lips along his sticky, glistening shaft. I stopped as I approached the tip, my orgasm spilling out of me. I came hard and loud, my voice bouncing off his body as my back rounded, offering more pleasure against my hand. When I settled, I looked up at him and grinned before excusing myself. I buttoned my jeans and went into the hallway, pulling a washcloth from the linen closet. I took it to the bathroom and ran it under warm water, squeezing the excess out and bringing it into the bedroom where Nick was motionless, save for his glazed eyes watching me. I wiped off his soft cock and returned to the bathroom and rinsed the washcloth before hanging it on an empty towel rack by the sink. I rinsed my mouth out with water and went back to the bedroom. Thank you so much. Nick sat up as I walked over to him. You are so welcome. I perched on the edge of the bed and wrapped my arms around him. He kissed me, his lips lingering on mine. I traced his jaw with my thumb before reaching for the comforter. I stood and pulled it up to his waist. He sank down a little further, his head reaching the pillow, and I pulled it up to his chest. Arms in or out? I asked. Out, please. I lifted the comforter to free his arms. He flopped them down along his sides with a dull thud. Do you want water or anything? I asked. Yes, water, please. I went to the kitchen and poured a small glass of water and picked his phone up from the counter. Water and your phone. I delivered the items to his bedside table. Anything else? I don't think so. But thank you again. This was so awesome. He regarded me with such sweetness and adoration, I almost felt my feet were glued to the floor, unwilling to leave. My pleasure. I managed and bent down to kiss him. Sweet dreams. I smiled and walked out.